Schmoes Know presents Horror Flicks, a podcast covering all things horror, suspense, and psychological thrillers in the world of cinema. And now, here are your hosts, Cobster and Cody.
Greetings, horror fans, and welcome to another episode of Horror Flicks, a show in which we talk horror films because we talk fast, we talk to the point.
And you talk loud.
Sorry, I talk a little
loud. You're fine, don't
you got
worry.
Headphones on this
I
time,
do have headphones,
so
it's very startling.
Yeah, no, that's
I hear
cool.
myself speak. How's it going, guys? Welcome to the latest episode of Horror Flicks. You guys thought we forgot about you, didn't you?
No, well, of course, yeah, maybe they did. Maybe they got a little worried. I got a little worried, too.
Did you?
Yeah, well, we had some things come up. We got a little busy the past few weeks.
You decided to go to Orlando.
Yeah, I went to Orlando, Florida.
Check out fucking Harry Potter.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, good for you.
Wingardium Leviosa, bitch.
Oh,
yeah, I did some cool things for up there, and Warner Brothers really, really hooked it up. So, big thank you to them, because they're honestly, like, the greatest, the coolest people
they
I've ever worked with. They're so cool. I mean, you and me, we did Fresno with them. We had a lot of fun, so they're great over there, and I don't know when you're going to be seeing the stuff that I did for that, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'll be sure to share it out. But
okay, fair enough.
We've been up to some really fun and exciting things, stuff that we
really
won't necessarily say yet.
Oh, those.
By the time
we can't talk about those.
Yeah,
yet?
I think by the time this
we're
comes out,
we're making a porno,
dude. What
Sorry.
The fuck?
I couldn't help it. I was so
I told
excited.
You to
I
shut
so
your
excited.
Fucking mouth.
I was so excited.
You can take a dick in the mouth, but you can't say.
I'm
you
sorry.
Have to. Anyways, no, we're not making a porno. Not yet. Don't get excited, guys.
Yeah.
Don't get too excited. But we do have some exciting things coming out.
We do.
It may or may not affect the show. It won't.
It
I mean, we're
won't.
Still going to do
won't.
Horror Flicks.
It won't.
We just episodes might not be coming out as regular as possible. Plus, we do want to have guests on here because we want to get other people's opinions on stuff. But
so we want to take our time to really give you guys the best episode that we possibly can.
Exactly. And not to mention this big thing that we have coming out. I don't know. By the time this comes out, honestly, the news might come out the next day. It's pretty exciting. We'll be posting it on our Facebook page and let you know what's going on. You guys definitely are going to like it because it involves a certain segment that we've done on here before.
Yeah.
On a more,
say what it is.
Yeah, on a more regular basis and more in your face.
In your face.
In your face.
In your
face. So stay tuned for that, and you know, we'll have more announcements to come. But hey, this episode, we're going to be talking about horror cliches, man.
Ugh. Such a cliche.
Such a cliche.
I hate this.
Right? Yeah. I mean, there are so many.
This is going to make it seem like we hate horror movies. Just
yeah,
this episode,
I mean, I feel a little bad because there are so many things, even in really great horror films.
There's still cliches in there.
There's still cliches. It's just a matter of how you go about doing the cliches.
Look, there's going to be those in every movie. But it all matters on the execution of it, I think.
Yeah,
it's like
of course.
There's jump scares in a bunch of movies nowadays. Some people do it great. Some people, most people do it pretty shitty.
Yeah, they do.
But that's true for a lot of the movies on the list. So
yeah, we'll and even a lot of you guys who commented on the Facebook page, which by the way, thank you very much for doing so. And again, thank you guys for being patient on our episodes. We appreciate you guys. We love you all. But a lot of you guys brought up in our Facebook page that you know, jump scares are the easiest ones to kind of knock on.
Yeah,
they
let's
really
get that
are.
Out of the way.
We probably talk shit on jump scares, I think, maybe every single episode.
Pretty much.
I would think so. Mm-hmm. Just because, look, I mean, you're sitting there, it's quiet. It's just, it's uneasy to watch.
Yeah.
And not
it's uncomfortable.
And uncomfortable, I mean? But not in the eerie sort of like, oh, this is creeping me out. It's just, you're kind of getting on
it's
your toes
like,
and feeling antsy.
Man,
it's
really?
Like, why? Yeah. It's not entertaining. It isn't.
Not entertaining. It certainly isn't scary. It's just startling.
Yeah.
Imagine there being nothing but peace and quiet, and all of a sudden, rah!
Yeah.
And then, like, that's what gets you. You know what
well,
I mean?
I
like,
think,
that's not scary to me.
Yeah, and
I'm
I think
sorry.
The misrepresentation of filmmakers, or at least guys that, or guys and gals, rather, that do these jump scares are that they think that it is scary. They think
it's
fear driving into us. I don't get the process behind that, because even some of them have to realize that this isn't working, but I think part of it is the movie going experience for horror films, that the general audience, like,
unfortunately nowadays,
you know what I mean? That they're going to go to a horror film and then they're going to jump and be startled and then go to their friends after. It's like, oh my gosh.
Remember that one time we
the forest,
jumped together in
the
unison?
The forest was so scary.
No.
Like, remember that time when she jumped out? Remember that time when that loud noise happened? And so I think that's part of the problem with jump scares.
You
should
get credit for those scares, the freaking sound design.
Sound design,
movie, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you
man.
Set it up, the tone, the atmosphere.
Who needs a script when you have loud noises? I mean,
and it's all up in your face.
So that's us talking about jump scares. We got that out of the way.
Yeah, we move out of the way. But what to you is one that just a horror cliche for you that I know one.
Oh, I got a few here.
Yeah, I know you've got a few.
Yeah, I got one here. Let's start with one. Let's start with It Was All a Dream.
Yeah.
It was all a dream. Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
I don't like when they do this. You know what I mean? You have scary circumstances. What I really don't like is when they do It's All a Dream, and then you think it's okay, fine, and then they go back to It's All a Dream.
Yeah, that, I mean, talk about, like, every single Nightmare on Elm Street movie.
No, no, no.
That's
the premise of those movies. I'm not
talking
about that.
Yeah, it's true. But you're right, because it's like, what's the point of everything if it was all a dream?
Yeah. It's frustrating. Yeah,
it is. I think one that did it pretty well, like, I like horror films when they do the cliches of it's a dream, and they sort of twist it around and play with it. Like, I think a great example is 1408.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think that's a really fun example of where you think it's everything's fine and everything's going about, and then just shit hits the fan and he's right back in the room. It's just the room tormenting with him. That's a good use of it.
That's a good
one. I think one more recent that sort of fooled me was Krampus, when at the very end you think it's a dream, but he's actually, like, you know, in the... Like, one of those, it's like a lesson. Like, oh, hey,
like, hello.
Be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely the
Click. The, you know, terrifying movie Click, really.
Oh, yeah,
really.
That pissed me off. Not a horror film, but still,
I know.
That ending
what
pissed me off.
What a terrifying movie Click is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's see. We'll talk about, we'll go racial on this one.
Oh.
We're going to go racial.
Controversial.
The black dude always dies.
Oh, God.
Someone in our comments, try to find that. Someone did bring that up in the comments. Why does the black dude always die? I remember me and my friends, we would always watch horror films, and we would find horror films that where the black guy survives. And there's very few that I found. There's a couple, for sure.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if one survives and one dies. If one dies... That's like that cuts it off, you know. Deep Blue Sea. Sorry, I know LL Cool J survives.
My favorite movie ever, Jurassic Park.
Black guy dies. Yeah.
Shoot!
It doesn't even matter if it's a horror film. It's just movies in general.
Yeah,
kill the black dude. I remember I got so excited when watching Anaconda and Ice Cube survive, and I was like, yeah, yeah, empowerment, motherfucker. Yeah. And black dude survives. So I don't, like, I just don't get it. And a lot of the times, like, there'll be conversations with people and they'll say the black guy dies first. And that's not always the case. I think that was going around for a while, but it was just eventually the black dude was never, like, the hero. He was just someone in the background that eventually gets killed.
Yeah, I would like to see one be the hero.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
I'm sure they've done before.
Yeah,
like,
they have. Yeah. Obviously they have before, but still it's like the black dude always ends up getting it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Slasher movies are sort of the prime example. Leprechaun 2, Back in the Hood, like, it's just all black dudes, you know? It's just a weird thing that always happens.
Sorry,
like,
I'm trying to find this comment.
Unexplainable.
Yeah. You know what I really liked in Ben Begley's movie? I know it's a bit of a spoiler,
yeah.
When the black guy survives at the end, it's like not even...
Yeah, not even
it's
addressed.
Like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Or another one that I'm not really fond of, like, hey, what's that noise? Let's go investigate it. Hey, did you hear that? Oh, yeah. Let's go do that.
You know, it was a really funny commercial. Was it like Phone or something like that? When there's the group,
of kids.
They're like, why don't we just run to the broken car?
Yeah,
so like,
yeah.
That's a really funny
Let's run
commercial.
Through the hanging chainsaws and hanging tools for us.
Yeah.
It's the same thing where you hear the noise and you're going to go to it. I get it. It's like the movie has to continue forward. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, we got to get these characters in this situation somehow. Mm-hmm. So let's just... create a stupid little thing and have them go towards it.
That just makes your characters... That makes you root for them to die, which I know you like to do in horror movies.
Yeah,
it's fun to watch characters die, obviously. But when they go to stupid shit like that, it's like, you fucking deserve it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, there's a blood trail. Let me go see what that is.
Let's go scope that thing out, guys.
I'd love to see just, like, a movie where a complete... I mean, well, a great example is Cabin in the Woods, where they sort of... They do the cliches... But like
they explain them.
So it's like let's split up.
Yeah.
When the scent, it's just the scent that they pour out.
So
like right before they're like, well, we got to stick together, and then after, let's split up. He's like, wait, huh? It's just funny, really funny and clever for them to do so.
All right, I got to talk about this one. I got to talk about my number one.
Oh, your number one.
My number
right
one.
Off the bat.
I found a comment that agrees with me on Facebook.
Okay.
So
cool.
I got an audience with me here. When someone is possessed in a movie.
Culture.
Mm-hmm. They don't need to have black eyes. That's not scary.
This.
It's in every fucking possession movie. Anytime anyone is influenced by anything or just possessed or anything is just, you know, making
black
them
eyes.
Act differently. Their eyes have to be completely black.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't get it. It's not scary at all,
yeah.
ever. I think it's scarier if it's not. And I have a commenter here who agrees with me, Gustavo, good listener of the show, a long-time listener, Gustavo Bonostro. Says, so I think one of the worst cliches is one that Cody hates. Oh, he knows me so well. The black eyes that identify someone as possessed or as a demon or as evil. It is such a stupid cliche and has never been scary. At least jump scares give you somewhat of a scare. It brings no creep factor or anything. It is needless. If anything, it makes me roll my damn eyes.
Yeah,
every time.
It does. Roll your eyes.
I'm rolling them.
Let them roll, not turn them black. I agree with you. There's no point to them.
It's not scary.
I mean, maybe they just think that's scary.
I guess.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. I agree with Billy Stroll here on Facebook who comments, and he said, I hate it when someone falls down for no reason other than the plot says so.
Or they break cliche, their ankle.
Yeah, this cliche is so bad that lazy film writers often have people fall down or tripping over nothing, which more often than not only is way their antagonist can catch your victims. Mm-hmm. Unless they have some supernatural teleportation power to bamf behind them, like Jason Voorhees or Michael Myers in later sequels. Mm-hmm. That is very true. It's ridiculous that they just fall. And the worst part is when they fall and they look back at whatever's following them and like sort of like take in the situation. They're like, yeah.
Oh, no.
And then they wait for the last second to get up.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh.
Stumbling buffoons.
Buffoons. Wasn't it in a Scary Movie when she's like, I want to just break my leg or something like
yeah,
that?
Mm-hmm. I love it. There you go, Mr. Killer. I've broken it. I'm panicking. Yeah, I love that.
Oh, no, I'm dead.
I hope you don't mind if I fake it. So good. They touch on a lot of the cliches too.
They do.
The same thing with what's her name? Not Pamela. Carmen Electra at the very beginning, where she falls down and then she falls down in like the dead body, the little, what do they call that?
The outline, the dead body at crime mm-hmm. scenes. Yeah. Yeah. I love when she's running in the house, whatever. There's two signs. This is like safety here or like death.
Yeah, yeah.
And she runs to death.
She runs
like
towards death. I think it's a Scary Movie for a lot. I
need to rewatch that again. Oh, looking dude, back, that's such a smart movie.
I've watched it so many times. Oh, it's so before great. Fucking 50 Shades of Black in Haunted House.
What happened to those guys, man?
I have no idea.
I got another one here.
Go for it.
Scary Children.
Oh, kids just not
scary? I just don't get why every horror movie recently has to have a bunch of kids acting weird and creepy.
True.
Okay, Children of the Corn, I get it. Whatever. Yeah. That was creepy. Mm-hmm. But you got the Paranormal Activity franchise started it. You have Sinister. You have all these freaking movies that are suddenly taking
this
approach.
Well, the Sinister one kind of took it. I was like, ugh. Especially the second one.
I didn't even bother with it.
Yeah, that one sort of went downhill. I think because the idea that kids are so vulnerable and they're fresh, and we've talked about that the idea of a kid and their imagination is so wild that, you know, it could be used in a certain way that is scary, but when they're used as the antagonist.
Exactly. It works when they're scared, not when they're the scary thing.
I think so, too. Yeah,
that's
because you can just punch a fucking kid in the face.
You could.
You know, and you just shut up. Get out of my face.
Even if it's possessed by a demon, you know.
You can still punch it in the face.
The scale might be even a little bit, but you know, you can still overpower
it. So the motherfucker's going to bite you. So what?
Exactly.
Just fucking throw him on the floor.
Yeah, sure.
I totally agree. Nicole Hamilton on Facebook says, sex, drugs, and other teenage stereotype. That stuff can be fun, but usually does nothing to develop characters or build scares. The characters in the original Friday the 13th, Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Nightmare on Elm Street, she put these all in abbreviations and I nailed it, are less motivated by the shallow things, and I think they are more relatable because of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you get the sex, that's another one that we can obviously talk about as well, is, you know, don't have sex or you'll die. The ones who do drugs, the ones who get drunk.
Yeah.
Basically, just whoever wants to have a good time
in
a movie.
All the cool kids in high school.
Yeah.
Is that who's writing these movies? Like, nerds who are just jealous? Like, I want to kill off the nerds.
I'm
going to
kill off
the cool kids.
Like,
not all kids have sex and do drugs and drink and all
that. Well, I see that. I think the thing is that they touch on is them, they're doing all these things excessively. To the point where they're almost like abusing their own bodies.
Got it.
So that way, like, they abuse their own bodies. Who cares if they're going to die off?
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'd like to see a horror film where they touch on that, where it's like they're having sex, they're doing drugs, but they're doing safer drugs?
Safe.
They're just smoking weed.
Doing a pot instead of, like,
doing
PCP?
Pot? Yeah,
like,
yeah, maybe. Right, or, you know, they're getting drunk and stuff. Like, I would love to, because
they have a beer instead of a shot. That's what
there you go. Yeah, we could do that. Well, I'd love to see, like, them all drunk. And they're just dealing with it. Because, you know, I think...
I would love to see that. Like, the killer standing outside the window. Oh, take a shot. Come on,
take a shot.
Shit, you're drinking beer. Yeah. Damn it. I can't kill you.
Yep. Okay, that'd be kind of funny. Yeah. Well, I just... It's like, when I'm thinking of that, I know they don't really touch on this, but, you know, you get drunk, and if something happens in front of you, if, like, you're about to get into a fight, or you have to save someone's life, adrenaline kicks in, you sort of sober up in the last minute. They never do really touch on that. It's just like, the people that are drunk or on drugs, or they just had sex, it's just, they get killed when they least expect it, when they're in bed, you know, or like Freddy vs. Jason, like he has sex, he literally takes a drink of a beer, then turns around, and Jason stabs him a bunch of times, and then just smashes
him. Combination of them,
you know,
right?
It's just a combination of all of
them.
So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't really do much. It's just, I don't know. I think especially the time of when those movies that Nicole named off, that was sort of the era what most kids were doing those days.
Yeah,
and I think maybe part of that what they could have done was that. They're touching on moments where you're most happy, you're most excited about life and enjoying it. and it just gets ripped away from you in an instant.
I get it.
You know? They're not being tortured or anything like that. They're just being killed right off the bat.
That's effective a few times when you're doing that literally every movie, though. That's when it gets kind of tiring. Like, we get it. Okay,
yeah,
come
course.
On.
Yeah. Like, a good example or a good example of how bad it could be, like, the Friday the 13th remake, like, it was literally every character was a cliche. There was the stoner. There was the whore. There was the jock. You know? I mean, you it's fine to have those type of characters. And a great example, Cabin in the Woods, had those things. Mm-hmm. Like, verbatim. Like, exactly what the plot asked for. The virgin. The geek, the stoner, and all those things. And it works out in their favor because they're self aware.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree completely.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
And I don't mind the cliches, especially if they are self aware, or it just depends on who's revolved around the project that it will take in all those things. You know,
exactly. I got one here for you.
Okay.
I know this is considered a staple of horror films, but the whole final scare, like one last thing before the credits.
Fuck, I hate that.
Perfect example, the last horror movie I saw in theaters, The Forest.
The Forest did
what
that.
What the
yep.
fuck was up with that final shot?
I hate
shot?
That.
Mm-hmm. Why? Why was that necessary? Why?
It's stupid. Every Sinister movie. Mick Thompson from Slipknot just pops his fucking head in there.
It's like, before I forget.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Or what's the other one? Even Insidious, movies that I really like. It's just
it doesn't have to end like that. Paranormal Activity is another good one. The first one, at least. I know that one, the last final shot of that still gets
me. We can get into the fucking stupid After Effects faces. Ugh. Yeah. I don't get it. I think, because it sort of breaks the fourth wall. And ruins everything revolving
like
around the
Exorcist
movie.
Didn't do that.
That was
a legit just ending of a
just
story.
Just a pure ending. Yeah, that's part of the problems, too, is that horror films never end.
That's true.
They just have either some kind of twist that will continue it because, they're so easy to make that they can just make a sequel and just make more money off of that. Yeah. So they never want to have a crystal cut clear ending.
Yeah, bastards.
Yeah,
asshole.
That's all we want. That's all we just like. Even look at The Conjuring. The Conjuring had a safe, good finale, and there's
You know what I loved about the end of The Conjuring? They set it up to where you think there's going to be a big scare at the end,
and they don't.
And
it's
It just ends right there at the one shot. Like, I thought that was incredible.
That was great.
Everyone in the theater is like glued to their seat. They're like, oh god, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And nothing happens. I thought that was great.
That's even scarier because you're building up to it, and you're like, fuck, okay, this stupid thing, and then nothing. And then look at them. They had a nice finale, and they're still coming out with a sequel. You don't have to have a cliffhanger to have a fucking sequel.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
God.
Like, first Nightmare on Elm Street, I don't mind, but the behind the scenes on that, they didn't want that to be the end.
Was that like a reshoot?
No, I think just the producer wanted to have that. Like, Wes Craven originally didn't want that ending, and so they're like, oh no, we can try to open it up for a sequel, and that's exactly what happened. Even all the way in the fucking 80s, they were doing this type of shit. Same thing with, like, Friday the 13th. I think Friday the 13th does it, but that was like a culmination of ending where it's a last jump scare, but then it was a dream sort of thing.
That's true.
You know, so it was like a little mixture of both.
You can't really win there.
Yeah. Let's see. Paul Allen.
Hey, Paul!
Hey, Paul. Do you like Huey Lewis in the news?
Every time, Paul.
Every
I'm sorry.
Time,
every
I
time. I'm
guy.
Sorry.
He says, I've gotten tired of the whole story where the child / kids see the demon first.
Okay.
I get why it works, but it's been done so many times that I feel it's become unoriginal. Yeah, that's true. Where it's the kids, and the parents just don't understand.
I was
going
to segue
to
my next one, where like the parents are always skeptical. They're like, "Oh, it's nothing, whatever."
Yeah.
Especially the father figure. That one usually is like, "This."
The
is...
dad is always the fucking.
Why?
Villain.
Why is the dad the idiot?
I
you
don't
know
understand.
What I mean? Like, come on,
well,
guys can be smart sometimes.
The one that surprised me, and I wasn't big of a fan of it, was Insidious 3, where it was just the dad, and he was skeptical at first, but then he starts kind of coming around and believing it. But a great example, The Conjuring, again bringing that one up. I think it's because the wife was the one who was in peril of it, but they didn't really tackle that cliche as much.
The dad wasn't like, this is stupid, I'm not going to believe this for a second. Like, he was just away when most of the shit happened.
Yeah.
So when he came back and experienced it for himself, he was like, holy fuck, this is real.
Yeah, and you can't fall in love with your characters if they're constantly being an asshole.
Yeah,
I hate that. You know? It happens so many times, and I get it because... You want to think logically that someone is going to be a skeptic, but I think the way you handle that person being a skeptic is is just whether or not you could be entertained by the movie or just be annoyed. Because a lot of the times I'm annoyed when a character is constantly bashing on something, even though there has like been physical evidence. Like even the Paranormal Activity movies, the dad.
Oh, I hated that.
We have
literal footage of this happening.
He's like, it's nothing. It's the fucking wind, kid.
Yeah, it's the AC.
Go do your books.
Whatever. Jeez. Fucking dumb. Whatever. I got another one. You ready for this?
Yeah, go for it.
Any fake scare involving a cat, a bird, or any sort of wildlife, or anything in particular that's not scary, that kind of jumps out and scares you, pisses me the hell off. Yep. I literally go like, come on! Like, I get fucking furious, man.
There's no point. I mean, it's just, again, it's just to add another level of scare.
Remember the one in The Woman in Black? Mm. When he's, like, walking in the room, and then the bird flies out. What the fuck's a bird doing in the cabin?
Yeah,
like, cabinet. Come on!
I don't like it when birds flap.
I don't
like that.
Flapping birds.
A cool example. Did you ever see the show Supernatural?
No, everyone always tells me to watch that.
It kind of derailed for me. Okay. Like I lost track after a while.
Yeah.
But there's a great episode where one of the characters, Dean, something happens. He's like cursed to where he's scared of everything. And so they're going in, they're closing in because they're like these two. They're sort of like private detective kind of guys, but they're private detectives for supernatural shit. So they're looking for demons to kill him or whatever. And they open a cabinet and it's just a cat that just like jumps out. It doesn't really make any noise, but like Dean screams like, really I have to show it to you later. Yeah, it's really fucking funny.
Right.
Let me see. Blah, blah, blah. Oh yeah. Marcus Pinckney was the guy who says the token black guy dies first.
Oh, he found it.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tripping and Falling says Jarrett. Wow. Remember that? Jarrett Teotihuacan Jacobs.
Okay.
That probably was not that.
Okay.
Andrew Thomas says one word, the. Maybe like,
does it mean like
maybe
in the
titles? The something? Maybe. The. James, I don't know about that. Yeah, I think maybe the.
The.
Yeah.
Okay.
James Joseph Lister just says, I think this sums it up pretty well. And it's just the scene from Scream where Randy is explaining all the, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
All those things. Even in today, like when I hear people say, I'll be right back, just in regular person, like, I guess not. I brought something up earlier is like the stupid After Effects faces.
Yeah.
It's just, especially in Grave Encounters, the mouth opening wide, the mummy sort of opening wide. Short
Paranormal
shot.
Activity does that too. Yeah,
yeah, towards the very end of every single one. How about like when the villain can't die?
Yeah,
you never kill the villain.
I get it. It's scary. Like, okay, you just can't stop it. Whatever. Yeah. But like,
there's got to be something.
Come on.
There's even like Freddy. Freddy has a weekend.
You know what I mean? Like, they beat the demon in The Exorcist
in a
fucked up way.
Very dark way.
But they ended up beating it. You know what I mean? Like,
if you really think about it, that demon doesn't. I mean,
true.
It just goes away.
They solve the plot of the movie, though, is what I'm saying.
Like, that's true. They do solve the plot of the movie. Yeah. And of course, they have sequels for that one. But
that's true.
We can ignore that. They don't have to really exist for us. But like, I think one of my favorite examples of unable to kill the villain is Broken Lizard's Club Dread, where they fucking stab him, they tear him in half, they do all these things, and they just still
never
kill him.
At the end, his legs are still like flapping towards the
bone.
Yeah,
so,
like,
yeah,
it's still
kicking. So fucking stupid. Oh man, that's so funny.
Club Dread's one of my favorite comedies.
Yeah. I love even in Jason X, where they're like, we've hanged him, we've blown him up, you know, we've done all these things, we've even tried to freeze
space.
Him. Now we're gonna send him to space. We literally don't know what to do with him.
Ugh,
yeah.
Fucking A, man.
You know a movie I watched recently that actually had a lot of jump scares that I didn't realize?
Made in Manhattan.
No.
Okay.
That's a great movie, though. I've never seen it.
The
Descent. I recently watched that for the first time in a while.
I haven't seen it in a while,
but very long
time. Yeah, yeah.
But that movie's actually full of jump scares.
Is it?
Yeah.
Effective ones, though, for the most part, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just because the environment is set. Because there's a great build-up for that movie for the first 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, once the darkness and claustrophobia kicks in, that's when it starts to get a little bit creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's when I love they have some silent ones, silent to not loud bombastic music, but just moments where you focus on it and then someone's like, you know, that kind of jump scare they have a lot in there.
Still effective.
Okay, let me see. I have a list.
Oh, I got a big one here. The fucking medicine cabinet slamming shut, and there's one behind you. Like, you're looking in the mirror.
Oh, okay,
then you close the medicine cabinet or whatever, or you move a door and there's someone standing behind you.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, Rob Zombie. Okay, don't fucking do that.
Yeah.
I want to say both the Halloween remakes and the Friday the 13th remake at
that. Have that shit?
Yeah, I was so pissed when I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
Yeah, or part of that, going off of the mirror, is when they close it and then their body moves, but their reflection stays where it's at.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like, Stupid. Ugh. Why, Cody?
That's just the theme of this episode. Why?
Why? You
know, why?
let me see. I love this list because this one says, don't ever ask for directions. No, that wasn't the wind. have I made it clear that this killer is crazy? Oh, the shoulder grab.
Oh, yeah.
The shoulder grab.
Yeah, you see the hand come out?
It's just POV and then, you scared me. Gosh.
Oh, stop it.
What do you think goes on in someone's mind when they're going through all this stuff?
I don't know.
Oh, how about when, like, just people are automatically great at shooting?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they've shot guns before. Oh, my gosh. It's a terrible movie. House of the Dead.
Stop bringing up that movie, man.
Ubal just fucking does not understand logic. Just nothing about it. But it's so funny because they're just a bunch of random kids raving, and all of a sudden they're fucking marksmen for the military, and they know how to shoot machine guns. There's no kickback to anything. A girl in, like, a USA onesie just fucking knows how to shoot a 12 gauge.
That's what they teach you.
Easily. That's how they teach you when you become a stripper. Oh my gosh.
And I got one last one before we wrap it up here. This is more of a recent one, but like you hear something, like a kid hears something, right? They look under the bed. Mm-hmm. It's all this tension filled thing. They look down there and nothing's there, or whatever. They're like, oh, thank God. They turn back up. Whoa, boom! There's something in your face. Yeah,
the fake
I'm
out.
So yeah. sick of that
the
shit.
The fake out. Mm-hmm. See, I would just rather them have it do straight up under the bed.
Yeah.
Instead of just fooling you, boom, boom. I want to see one where it totally fucks with you.
You know what scene's really scary? Not in a horror film, obviously, but this one always creeped me out. In Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Are you talking
when
the book?
He's got his book of monsters or whatever. Mm-hmm. When he goes under the bed, and he looks at it, and you spider. See it sitting there. Mm-hmm. And then it comes after him. It's like, that's really fucking creepy.
I was literally thinking about that, but I was like, I'm not going to bring that up.
No, it's going. Yeah.
You fucking brought it up.
I did.
Sure.
I love that movie.
Yeah. I love that movie too.
Expecto Patronum.
It's a great one. It's a great spell. Sorry. It's really hard to use, dude.
It is. Yeah. You try with your wands that you got at Harry Potter
I did,
World?
Yeah. I got to show you them. I haven't seen them yet.
Your wands.
Oh, I'm going to show you my wand,
please
dude.
Show me your wand.
I'll let you stroke my wand a little bit.
I want to see your wand.
Yeah, this was a quick, fun little episode, guys. We don't want to, like, bash on horror films way too much.
No, we love these things.
No,
that's
we
love
these
podcast
things.
About them.
This was pretty fun talking about all these cliches.
You got to open yourself up for criticism every
Yeah,
time,
yeah.
It's fun.
Be sure to tweet out to us and hashtag at HorrorFlix and tell us some of the horror cliches that you guys dislike, and maybe we'll have just a little dialogue back and forth.
Appreciate
you guys listening in on this. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Get us up there in the charts. We'd really appreciate that. Cody, where can they find this on YouTube?
On YouTube, on the Schmoes Know podcast channel. Go ahead and subscribe if you haven't already. Give us a like, comment, start up a conversation. You can find me on Twitter at The Real Cody Hall.
You can find me on Twitter at Copser15.
And our Facebook page. Did we talk about it yet?
Yeah.
We read off your comments. We read them off every episode. Yep. So keep commenting on there and keep on the lookout for our posts.
Yeah. Go to HorrorFlix. I think it's facebook.com/HorrorFlixShow on Facebook. Give it a like. Find out all your stuff from us and we'll keep you updated on that. And we appreciate you guys. We love you all. Yeah. Stay horror crazy. Horror crazy.
Horror fashion
horror
crazy?
Horror crazy.
Okay.
Horror crazy. I'm not calling anybody whore.
Okay.
Except you, Cody, because you're a fat,
I'm a dirty
filthy
whore.
Little whore.
I'm going to stroke your wand. Hey guys, did you like this video? I'll wait for your answer. Great. Anyway, if you want, there's more B-Team shorts over here. There's some podcasts and even some behind-the-scenes videos to check out. So go ahead and click those, and I'll wait here patiently.